Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6. Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates. Text number 10. Ko nu artatusnam visrajet pranebhya api ya ipsita yam krinati asubhi prestai tushkara sevaka vanik konvarta chisnimrajet pranebhyopi ya ipsitaha yankrinat yasubhi prestais tushkara sevako vanik Kondvarta chisnirisjet Pranebhyopi ya ipsitaha Yankrinat yasubhi prestais Tushkara sivako vanik Kondvarta chisnirisjet Pranebhyopi ya ipsitaha Yankrinat yasupi prestais Tushkara sivako vanik Konvarta Krishna Vijayat Matajis Konvarta Krishna Pranebhyopi Konvarta Trisnam Vistin Pranebhyopi ya ipsitaha Yankunad Vasvaya Shvestai Ka Who Nu Indeed Atha Trisnam A strong desire to acquire money. Visrajat can give up. Pranebhya, then life. Api, indeed. Ya, which. Ipsita, more desired. Yam, which. Krinati, tries to acquire. Asubhi, with his own life. Prestai, very dear. Tashkara, a thief. Sevaka, a professional servant. Vanik, a merchant. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their own lives. Purport. How money can be dearer than life is indicated in this verse. Thieves may enter the house of a rich man to steal money at the risk of their own lives. Because of trespassing, they may be killed by guns or attacked by watchdogs, but still they try to commit burglary. Why do they risk their lives? Only to get some money. Similarly, a professional soldier is recruited into the army and he accepts such service with the risk of dying on the battlefield, only for the sake of money. In the same way, merchants go from one country to another on boats at the risk of their lives, or they dive into the water, the sea, to collect pearls and valuable gems. Thus, it is practically proved, and everyone will admit, that money is sweeter than honey. One may risk everything to acquire money, and this is especially true of rich men who are not attached, or who are attached to household life. Formerly, of course, the members of the higher caste, the brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, everyone but the sudras, were trained in the gurukul to adhere to a life of renunciation and sense control by practicing brahmacharya and mystic yoga. Then they were allowed to enter household life. There have consequently been many instances in which great kings and emperors have given up household life, although they were extremely opulent and were masters of kingdoms. They could give up all their possessions because they were trained early as brahmacharis. Prahlad Maharaj's advice is therefore very appropriate. Kaumara acharit pragyo dharman bhagavataniya durlabham manusang janma tat ap yad rupam arthatam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary, like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Human society should take advantage of this instruction. Om Jnana Tamanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chukshrum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Kotava Chalang Pangun Lang Haitagiri Yat Kripa Taraham Vande Sri Gurum Dinadharanam Vancha Kalpa Shrivyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevaja Paritanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Rama, Hare Hare. In this world, people are very, very attached to money. Why? Because by achieving money, they get sense gratification. But a devotee is not interested in their own sense gratification, but they're interested in satisfying the senses of Krishna. And therefore, they're a very high level of devotional service. One when one is able to control the senses and becomes a Goswami, one who controls the senses. And what is the opposite of that? And Godas, servant of the senses. So we're all part of Krishna, so we're meant to give pleasure to the senses of Krishna. Yeah. Because he's the master of the senses. Unfortunately, people now, they're controlled by the senses, so the senses have become the master. Whatever the senses, order, whatever they dictate, then people become the servant of the senses. But the result of this is that people are frustrated. The biggest disease, the grand disease in the world is stress. People are very stressed out because their senses are out of control. They can't satisfy their senses. But if we satisfy the senses of Krishna, then we become satisfied. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in one of his Sikshastaka verses, he says, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundari, Kavitang Va Jagadishikamri, Mama Janmani Janmani Isri Bhavatad Bhakti Ahitaki Tvai. The first one he says, Nadanam, I don't want wealth. There's a saying that wealth is the root of all evil. Actually, money is not the root of all evil. But it's the way that people use the money. People use it in sinful ways. There's one article in a newspaper of one yogi. He was advertising himself in this picture with this article. He's got his hands like this. There's a pile of money in front of him. He's like this. Like he's not interested, you know, detached. The devotees saw that and they took it to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada saw it. He said, this is nonsense. He said, you could take the same picture of me like this. Give me the money. And I'll use it in Krishna's service. So this is false renunciation. Real renunciation means to utilize things that can be utilized in the service of Krishna, in his service. So Prabhupada used so much money in the service of Krishna, but he was very frugal, actually. So much money was coming in, but there's one instance where he was in Vrindavan, and he asked, he was going to bring some, or send some money to the bank, and he asked the devotee how much it costs for a rickshaw to go from the temple to the bank, and how much does it cost to send the check. He was so frugal, you know, there's just like, you know, maybe a, you know, 10 pice difference, and then he chose the rickshaw was cheaper. So he was very concerned, don't waste a farthing. Don't waste any money because it's Krishna's. It's like Krishna may give us some money. We should never think it's ours. Everything belongs to Krishna. He lets us use some things in his service, but everything belongs to him. Isa vasyam idam sarvam yat kinchit jagat yam jagat tena chak tena bunjita magruta kashyasvit dhanam. That everything that exists is owned and controlled by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, we should only take what we feel is necessary as our quota and not accept more, knowing well to whom everything belongs. So this is the position. Everything belongs to Krishna. And this is actually the great wealth, to understand that everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna's. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was speaking to Sanatana Goswami, he said there's three great riches of life. And that is Krishna, Krishna's service, and love of Krishna. These are the three great riches of life. Someone may be a multi-billionaire, but if he doesn't have this, then he's poverty-stricken. is poor. And in the Vedas it stated, smartavya saratang vishnur vishmartavina jatushit, that there's so many rules and regulations throughout the Vedas, but these two rules stand above all others, that always remember Krishna and never forget him. These are the supreme instructions in the Vedas. Yeah. So we're trying to gain this great rich. For every moment that we think of Krishna, we're becoming wealthier. Yeah. Getting wealthier and wealthier, and day by day as we're chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And by this chanting, by this remembering Krishna, we're building up our spiritual bank account. And then if we build it up, and we build it up, and we build it up, and then Krishna sees our account at the end of the life, oh, he has a very good account. Come back home. So this is the goal, to gain great faith in Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he says in one purport, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that devotees of the Lord have complete faith in Krishna because they're free of sin. This is called divine love. To have faith in Krishna and render service to him. Previously we had so much faith in Maya. We were sold out to Maya. Krishna shook that up. And now we have faith in Krishna. I was just listening to a tape. Srila Prabhupada, he said, if we have 90% faith in Krishna, then still we have 10% faith in Maya. So we want to shake that up completely. And give up our faith that there's any happiness in material life. This is the statement of Krishna. So we should have faith in the words of Krishna. That this is true. And as we continue on in devotional service, we will increase this faith. It's natural. Because Krishna, he's very powerful. He's very pure. And by connecting with Krishna, then we get more and more purified. And we gain this wealth of devotional service. In the Shikshastika, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the verses that are chanted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the 20th chapter, the Antilila, they're not one after the other. He'll chant one of the verses, and there'll be a few others in between. Then he goes into the Shikshastika again. So after this verse, Nayanam Galurasadharya Varanam Gadgadurdiyagira, he chants a very interesting verse. Prema dana vina vyate drudur jivan. Dasa kare vitane more deha prema dana. He says to Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, playing the role of devotee. He says, my dear Lord, if I do not have love for you, then my life is useless and I'm poverty stricken. Therefore, please, please engage me in your service. And all I want as salary is love for you. This is the salary that a devotee wants. We don't want anything. Ultimately, this should be our desire. We don't want anything but love for Krishna. Yeah. This is unmotivated. Yeah. It's like Savasrabhu gave a nice class the other day and mentioned this verse, Savaya Pung Sang Paro Dharma, Yato Bhakti Yod Hoksati, Haiti Kyapratita. Yatma supersidity. The supreme occupational duty for all mankind is that by which one can engage in loving service to Krishna. And such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. So this is Krishna setting a very high standard. Very high standard. Unmotivated, no material motivation. You know, practically everybody has some motive. Why are we doing, people are doing so many things. Why? To get something in return. We also, we want love. But this is not material. This is spiritual. This is the highest desire. This to attain this love for Krishna. This is the highest salary, the highest payment that one can achieve. There was one person who was very favorable to the devotees, a wealthy man, multimillionaire. He gave donations to the devotees. He made a statement, an interesting statement one time. He said, in the Krishna consciousness movement, the devotees, they don't make much. Salary is not very much. But the retirement plan is out of this world. So we have a very glorious retirement plan. The spiritual world, the kingdom of God. We just have to be very serious. This is the key. Prabhupada said, if you're serious, and you're sincere, then Krishna will give you. He'll give himself. So if we give everything, if we give everything back to Krishna, then Krishna, he'll give himself. But if we try to keep things, then we're thieves. Because everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna creates everything. He owns everything. So if we take things thinking that it's ours, then we're thieves. So to be renounced simply means to be honest. Just means to be normal. To understand that everything belongs to Krishna. And if we think that anything belongs to us, then we're thieves. Prabhupada used to give the example of Alexander the Great. He was in India and he had his troops there, and one of his men caught someone stealing. So he took him to Alexander the Great and he said to him, I caught this man stealing. So Alexander the Great said, all right, then you know, do the needful, punish him. So the man, the thief, he protested, why are you punishing me? I'm a thief. You're also a thief. You're stealing, plundering all over the, you know, all these various countries. You're just a big thief. Who are you to punish me? So Alexander the Great was a little thoughtful. He said, you're right. Let him go. So there's a lot of thieves in the material world. So Krishna consciousness means we're just trying to become honest, normal souls who understand that we're the eternal servants of Krishna. Krishna owns everything. He's the ever well-wisher and friend of everyone. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheswam surang sarvabhutanam gyatramam shantim rishati. Krishna, he is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. This is his position. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka. He is the owner of all the planets and everything on the planets. He is the friend of all living entities. So this is what we want people to know. And now we have the Prabhupada Marathon coming up very soon. So it's a very auspicious time to let people know that everything belongs to Krishna. And when we're distributing books, we shouldn't think that we're distributing paper and ink. We're distributing gold and diamonds. Because Prabhupada says in a purport in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, gold is very nice. Gold ring is very nice. You put a diamond in that gold ring, very, very nice. So the pure devotee, he is compared to gold. And Krishna is compared to a diamond. You set a diamond in a gold ring, very beautiful. So these books are the combination of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. So we're distributing gold and diamonds. Yeah. The wealth. Actually, this is the real wealth on this planet. So somehow, we are very fortunate to have this wealth. But we're not, devotees aren't only interested in their own wealth, their own good fortune. They want to help everybody become fortunate and spiritually wealthy. So I just received news from our Sankirtan leader here in Los Angeles, Nudwarka Dham, Brigapati Prabhu, that today is a very special day. It's the biggest shopping day of the year, called Black Friday. So he has just gave everybody a chance to distribute a lot of Krishna's mercy today. He said, everybody, all the devotees here at the temple, you can take 4 cases of Bhagavad Gita's and just go distribute. That's very auspicious. What do you think, Savas? Good, yeah? Of course, we don't want to just pass them out like pamphlets. Here, you get one. Make sure that they want to read it. Otherwise, they end up in the trash. You know, ask for a donation. Even if they don't give a donation, if you see that there's some interest there, let them have it for free. Yes? Savas? Yeah. Because we want to distribute a lot of books. How many books? 20,000. 20,000 Gitas only. So this is one way to get the books out. Today is a very auspicious day for distributing a lot of books. So you have the blessings of Savas Prabhu and Brigapati Prabhu. So what more do you need? And this is also the desire of Gaurakishore Das Babaji, pure devotee of the Lord. So maybe we could speak a little bit about that. Today is no prasadam in the morning, so maybe we could speak a little bit about the glories of Gaurakishore Das Babaji. He was such a great Vaishnava that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so impressed with his devotion that he instructed his son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to take initiation from him. And this is kind of transcendentally ironic, because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at the time he was on this planet, he would probably be, I think I could say this with faith, probably the most intelligent person on the planet, materially and spiritually, because he was known as a walking encyclopedia. He was just so intelligent, just unbelievably intelligent. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji was illiterate. He couldn't sign his name. Materially, he was, you know, he would appear like he's not intelligent. Of course, spiritually, he was extremely intelligent because he had Krishna. He had the wealth of Krishna consciousness. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he approached him for initiation. And he was such a humble Vaishnava that he had taken a vow, no, I'm not going to take any disciples. He was a very famous Vaishnava in Navadvip and in Vrindavan. But he took this vow. And this is one of the big attractions in the material world. Not dunam, not junam. Lord Chaitanya said, no wealth, no followers, because this is another big thing. You know, everybody wants to have followers. You know, people looking up to them and surrendering to them. But Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji wanted to have nothing to do with it. No disciples. So it's said that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur approached him 12 times trying to get initiation from him, and he wouldn't do it. So finally he said, if you don't give me initiation, I'm going to jump off a bridge. I'm going to commit suicide. He said, all right, calm down. All right, I'll give you initiation. So he was very determined to get initiation from this great Vaishnava. And he did. So he was also very famous as being extremely renounced. He would only eat rice that was soaked in the Ganges water. You know, as you know, it's, you know, to cook rice in cold water, I mean, pretty much it just stays hard, right? If it's not put in heated water, I mean, it doesn't soften up very much. But this is what he was eating. Very, very renounced. And he would go long, long, long periods where he just wouldn't eat. He would fast. So he's a very respected person in the Navadvipa area. So much so that there was one big landholder who was going to perform a big yajna. So he went to Gaurakishore Das Babaji and he begged him, please, I'm inviting you, I want you to come. If you can come, then it would be most auspicious. Please come. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji said, no, I don't do these things. I would rather not. So he begged him more, please, please come. Please, just this one favor for me, please. And finally, Gaurakishore Das Babaji said, why should I do it? You don't listen to me. You don't follow my instructions. No, how could you say that? Babaji Maharaj, whatever you say, I'll do it, please. Just give me the word. I'll do whatever you say. Anything I say, you'll do. Anything you say, I'll do. Then stay here. Don't go home. Just chant Hare Krishna. Give up your wealth. Oh, Babaji, anything but that. And he took off running away. So he, very intelligent, how to get rid of this person, begging him to go to some material yajna. So actually I have some notes here. Oh, when he was leaving, actually, after he had left his body, he was so famous that many of the devotees that owned mats, they wanted to have his samadhi on their property. Because if his samadhi is on their property, many people will come, then so much Lakshmi will come. There was some material motivation there. So when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had heard that he had left his body, he went to the place where his body was, and there were so many of these Babajis there were trying to get his body. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, I am the only disciple of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji. So I should have his body. And the others, they complain, well, you're not a Babaji. You know, it should be a Babaji, you know, that takes. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was aware of some of their illicit activities. So he said, anybody here amongst you who has not had illicit sex in the past year can come forward. And he said, no, in the past 6 months, in the past 3 months, in the past month, or even the past 3 days, if any of you has not had any illicit activity but the opposite sex in the last 3 days, you can come forward and touch his body. Otherwise, you'll be doomed. And there was a police chief there because he saw what was going on. So he said, now how will you be able to know that they're saying the truth? He said, I'll accept their word. So then all the Babajis, they started putting their head down and walking away. So degraded. So then he had a samadhi built. So this is the insight of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where you could see that these people are just so degraded. So this is a very auspicious day. I was thinking how this period in time about this, you know, the late 19th century, early 20th century is amazing. Because at that time, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji was on the planet, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, They were all there in that Navadvip area at the same time. Amazing. Yeah, so, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're all able to hear their glories and remember their wonderful activities, their wonderful character. So this is a time to meditate on that and try to imbibe their mood of devotion, of their renunciation, of their surrender to Krishna. So on that, I'll stop. Is there any question or comment? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Well, if you want to get those books, then just see Brigapati Prabhu. He's stepping outside right now.